Parsha begins, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. We're all standing here today. And Rashi, in his second pshat, brings a medrash, which talks to us this year. It talks to us a lot of years, but this year more than others, I think. Medrash HaGadol Lama Nismecha Parshas Atem Nitzavim HaKlolos. Why is Atem Nitzavim right after the Klolos? Lefishashamu Yisrael Mea Klolos Chaser Shtayim. Klal Yisrael heard 98 Klolos. Hayriku Pneihem. Faces turned green, turned white. Va'amru Miyuchal Amay Be'elu. Who can stand up against all these? Hischil Moshe Lefaisa. Moshe started to appease them. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Harbe Echastem Lamakoyim. You made a Kaddish Baruch Hu very angry. But he still didn't destroy you. You're standing here, you're kayam, you're alive, you made it. We're standing here on almost Erev Shabbos, almost Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Beis. That means that we're almost finished with Shnas Tavshin Pei Aleph. Tichle Shana V'Kilul Asel. Year started off with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in Achziv. Then we had Corona breakout, after which we were all shipped back to Yerushalayim. Some people got seriously ill. B'chazde Hashem recovered. Others, not from yeshiva, weren't so lucky, and unfortunately will not be going into the next year with us. We had quarantines, and for myself, quarantines upon quarantines upon quarantines. And then the Yeshua came in the form of a vaccine. We all benched our gaimel and, kais Yeshua sessa. Until more things started happening. There was Meron, and there was Carlin Stolen, and there was Surfside. And now there's Afghanistan going on. As we speak, a larger part of the tri-state area is underwater. Massive flooding. You see cars, and there's water on top. It doesn't stop. But Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. We're all standing here. We made it through. We're primed to go into another year. We're optimistic that it's going to be good and it's going to be better. And finally, the Yeshua is going to come. Let's hope that the sequel of Corona is like all sequels. You know, it's never as good or as bad as the first one. Just a cheap copy. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. But there's another message in Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem that the Mitziv says. The weird Mishnah in Avos, if you think about it. The Mishnah at the end of the fourth Perek. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yaakov Vaymer, I'm sorry, the Mishnah says, Al Yavtichacha Yitzricha, that your Yetzer Hara shouldn't assure you by saying, Shah Sha'oil Beis Mano Yitzricha, that the grave, that Gehenim, that destruction is going to be a good escape for you. That's what the Mishnah says. Don't think, don't worry, it's going to last 120 years and then it's going to be all over. And I often think, what kind of a manais is that? That's assuring. Don't worry, there's an escape. Life will be over someday. Then you'll have an escape in the grave, in Gehenna. The Nitziv says, but that's what we all do to ourselves. Sometimes we say, all right, this is a bum day anyway, so Beis Mano Yislach is just, kill the rest of it. Or it's, whatever, the Zman is almost over. When people get old, my life is almost over. But he adds another point. He says, it's not just that we shouldn't assure ourselves by saying, okay, fine, forget it, it's almost over, there will be rest in the grave. He says there is no rest in the grave. Because ultimately we live forever. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem doesn't just mean at the beginning of the coming year. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem means that we're never entirely destroyed. No matter how bad it was, we can resurrect ourselves. We will resurrect ourselves. My father taught me. My father's a long-time mental health professional, psychologist. He told me that the strongest fabric in the universe is the fabric of the human personality. No matter what a person goes through, no matter how much he's wrecked, he always has the capacity to rebuild himself. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem. But it's a message for Rosh Hashanah, and it's a message coming into the end of the new year. It's a message that comes out of this week's parsha, as the Netziv continues to speak towards the end of the parsha, a very famous pasuk that you have over there. The pasuk towards the end of Parshas Nitzavim says, Ha'idoisi bochem ayoyim es ha'shamayim ves ha'aretz. Hachayim v'hamaves nasati lefonecha. I put in front of you chayim and maves. Habrocha v'aklola u'bocharta v'chayim l'antichya atav ezarecha. The Netziv starts off by making a very important point. So people think that chayim and maves and brocha and klola, tov and ra, they're all different things. You do bad, you get brocha, you get klola. You get brocha, you get klola, so that you don't die, you live. So one causes the other. The Netziv says it's not true. Toiv is bracha. Toiv is chayim. Bracha is chayim. Ra is maves. Why? Because a person who does the right thing, a person who lives productively, a person who builds the world, a person who learns and davens like he's supposed to, he has a good family, he has a good life, he has a light in his eyes. He has life. He has chiyas. Masha'en Kain, a person who does the wrong things, I always point this out to my kids and say, you know, here in Israel you have a term called pirchachim. Pirchachim are like, you know, kids who are struggling to find themselves. And you know, sometimes it looks, you know, sometimes it looks attractive. Because, you know, a street life is very easy and there are a lot of kicks and cheap thrills that you can get. So, like, why not? But I always point out to my kids, look at their eyes. They may be pretending that they're having a good time, but every one of these kids has this forlorn look in their eyes. There's a death. There's a death at 17 years old, at 16, at 19, 25, 30, whatever it is. It's mavis. And so if a person is ra, the klola is that he doesn't have chiyus. He has Misa. But the Netziv continues, and this is what I really want to talk about with a Sifri. About the path of life and the path of death. The Sifri, he says, is in Parshas Re'eh. And the Sifri says that there are two paths in this world. Nasan lefaneinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shnei drachim. Kodesh Baruch Hu put in front of us two paths. Derech HaChayim and Derech HaMavis. Okay. Nelech Be'ezim Mehem Shenirtze. We can go on whichever one we want. Choose whichever one seems more attractive to you. Talmud Loimar Bacharta B'Chayim. But Hashem says, pick the path of life. Mashal. La'adam Shaya Yeshev Parshas Drachim. There's some guy who's standing there at the crossroads. V'yulfan of shnei shvilim, and there are two paths. Echad shetchilosay mishar v'sayfay kaitzim. One of them is open; it's easy going, but at the end, it's all full of thorns. It's all full of glass. It's not too pleasant at the end. The echad shetchilosay kaitzim, and one of them has a lot of thorns in the beginning. V'sayfay mishar. And the guy at the crossroads is telling everybody who's going by, in two or three paces, you're going in the easy street. But V'atem royim b'shvil zeh shetchilosei koytzim b'shtayim v'shalosh p'siyas, two or three paces atam halach b'koytzim v'sofer lotzeis b'mishor. B'kitzer, he's directing everybody and says, don't be a fool for it. Don't go for the path that looks like it's easy street, because in two or three steps you're going to bump into the thorns. Everybody thinks, you know, every life is supposed to be pleasant, life is supposed to be easy. Who wants to work for anything? So don't be a fool. Put up with the thorns in the beginning, and then after a while, so then it's going to get clear. That's what it means, u'bacharta v'chayim. Frek the Nitziv a question, and this is what I want to talk about. The Nitziv asked, I don't understand. He says, the mashal is not doma to the nimshal. Think about the mashal. What's happening? You have these two paths. One seems very good, but it's really bad. The other one seems bad, but it's very good. And you have this guy saying, take path A, not path B. Where do both of these paths go to? Got to be the same place, right? Otherwise, why are you telling a person, take this one as opposed to that one? They're not going on the path for the sake of going on the path. But u'bacharta b'chayim, picking the right path in life, is not going to the same place at all. One leads to total destruction, and the other one leads to olam haba. So the mashal is not doma to the nimshal at all. One, you have a more pleasant path going to a more pleasant place, and the other one, bad place, bad destination. Over here, you have a pleasant path and a not pleasant path, but they're both ending up at the same destination. So what's the Medrash talking about? The Nitziv says over here, a yesod, which, I mean, to me, is a tremendous chiddush. But it's tremendously encouraging in the way of Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim Kulchem. More than encouraging, and this is why he's really saying it, he says it's a tremendous machayiv. A tremendous, tremendous machayiv. In this country, the kids have, I don't know if it made it to Chutz La'aretz yet, they have a title. It's not a flattering title. They call, you know, these... friends, we call it goody-goodies, but they call it a tzul. Tzul, tzadi vav lamed. The tzul stands for tzadik v'raloi. The tzul is, you know, he's the kid who always makes it for davening, and he's always there for Seder. He's like what one of my kids called, he's like a wind-up bacher. You know, you have these guys, and in the beginning of the Zman, you take them like the Energizer Bunny, and you wind them up, and he just sort of like shuckles in his seat for the next 6 months, and he never stops. We had a guy here in Yeshiva, he became very successful and famous, Lamaisa. We used to call him Robo-Bacher. The guy, like, never missed the Seder, and he was just, you know, he was just a machine. Okay, so what's wrong with these people then? Why are they tzul? Why are they tzadik v'raloi? Because if you look at their faces, they don't look happy. Sometimes they look a little nerdy, sometimes they look a little stressed out, sometimes they look a little sad. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing, but so why are they doing it? Because I have to make daddy proud of me, I have to make mommy proud of me, maybe I have a guilt trip, maybe I want to make the Rebbe proud of me. It's anything but, though, that I connect with what I'm doing. And if you don't connect with what you're doing, if you don't connect with your learning, if you don't connect with your davening, if you don't connect with your mitzvahs, if you don't connect with your life, you can't be happy. Aside from the fact that you can't connect with the one who's telling you to live like this. Happiness comes out of a sense of satisfaction, out of doing the right thing. But if it's just mechanical and by rote, so then that's the life of the tzul. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about this world being a praise dor l'chai oil mabo. And many people take it the wrong way. Mashkiach likes to make the diyukim in the Mesillas Yesharim to show you the right way. But people tend to say the Mesillas Yesharim is basically telling you the point of this life is to get to Olam Haba. In this world, it could be miserable. That's okay. You medayik in the Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim says that Olam Haba ain't a chanami. That's the ikker. That's where it really gets good. But our entire life in this world, the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the connection with the mitzvahs in this world, that is chayim, that's chiyus. And that's what really makes us happy. You get a ke'en of what you're going to experience in the next world, in the world that we're in as we know it. And so therefore, if somebody is at soul, he fits into the category of Tachas Asher Avad Deloy Avad to Hashem B'Simcha B'Tuv Levav. He's not really getting it right. And the Netziv tells us that ultimately, how we live in this life and the pleasure that we get in this life, that's really, really the mitzvah of Bacharta B'Chaim. The Netziv asks the question, he says, I don't understand. The mashal doesn't match with the nimshal. In the mashal, both paths go into the same place. In the nimshal, they're not. You pick the right path, you're going to Gan Eden. Otherwise, you're going la'avadayin. Zok the Netziv, that's a mistake. There is no such thing as avadayin. That's his chiddush. How could it be that a guy is chayav four times kares? You have that in the Torah. The guy was over with a particular Isha, he's over four times kares. What do you mean? He's gone after the first one. He's minutak, he's cut off. He says, no, there's no such a thing as being totally cut off. At the end of the day, everybody has to stand din v'cheshven. At the end of the day, everybody gets a din in for Olam Haba. At the end of the day, everybody is atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem. Aye, so why do you have to pick the path of life? Because you could decide how you travel. You're going to go business class, you're going to go first class, or you're going to go carrier coach, or you're going to go sit with the luggage in the back. Four times kares, it's not going to be too happy. It's not going to be happy in this world. It's not going to be happy in the Olam HaNeshamos. There's going to be pain and there's going to be Yisurim. But if a person picks the right thing, so then everything is happy. This world is fantastic. The next world is fantastic. And ultimately, you get to La'asid Lavoi, and it remains the way that it's supposed to be. Ramah says that in Rosh Hashanah, he says that when a person gives a bracha to his friends, he says, L'shana tayva tikasev, leaves out techasem. Why do you leave out techasem? So it's a gra, but the gra says that the Ramah holds that there is no chasima, this world's din, on Rosh Hashanah. That comes later. We say techasem because we believe that we're being judged, and there's a ksiva, and there's a chasima in this world's din, also on Rosh Hashanah. But what do you see from all of the above? Is that we're not only judged for Olam Haba. We're judged for this world. This world is supposed to be a world where we have chayim. And chayim means chiyus. That means that after every Seder, we come out with a pump. After every davening, we feel like we did something good. We connect what we do with what we're doing. And that's the most pleasurable way to live. People who are ultimately living for cheap thrills, so this world is a very, very meaningless place for them. It's not just a waste of time. It's not just that you're going to go to Gehenna. It's not just that once, you know, one day there will be a din v'cheshbon. But it's that in this world, there's a lethargy, there's a sadness. And that's what we say when we say Bacharta B'chayim. Pick the right path in this life. Pick the path in this life that you avoid all of the thorns, because you're going to end up going to Olam Haba anyway. But you have to pick the most pleasant way of getting there. Atem nitzavim ayoyim kulchem. Ultimately, we're indestructible. But the question is how do we travel to get there? there's the smooth way and the good way. Hagamli, you have to flex your muscles and you have to work, because all pleasure comes from work. But then there's the other way, where people try to take it easy, and at the end of the day, when you get to Chai Olam Haba, there is a din v'cheshbon anyway, but then it ends up being much less pleasant. So I'll take the opportunity to wish everybody not only a good Shabbos, but Shana Tova Tikaseh V'Seichoseh in this world as well, and certainly in the ultimate world. And everybody should be zeche to make the right choices and to have a lot of pleasure, not only in Olam Haba, but in the Prozder as well, because the Prozder is also a place of Einig. And Be'ez Hashem, everybody should get a geschmack in what they're doing and always have a life of chiyus, uvacharta v'chayim, chayim, and not lethargy, not maves, but always coming out of every day more empowered than you were the day before it. Have a good Shabbos.